We continue Beis Hashem Yisbarach, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sim Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Chabeis. Shachris Purim in the morning, Mashkim LeBeis Knesses. We get up early to go to shul. The reason, of course, we get up early is there's so many mitzvahs that we need to accomplish on Purim, and tzaddikim would say that somebody who gets up on Purim early to daven and to learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it like it's a Yom Kippur. And just Yom Kippur, we spend the day davening, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel, forgives our Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillas. Yom Kippur is an Eis Rotzon. And as we are going to learn, Kol HaPoishe Yad Noisim Loi, on Purim, whoever stretches out his hands, Noisim Loi, we give him tzedakah. Similarly, when we are poishe yad, when we reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noisim Loi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears and listens and delivers what we ask for. Lach Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei, Emer Chatzikadosh, we say Chatzikadosh. V'karim b'tayrah, b'parashas Yovel Malek Tlos Agavri. We call up three people for Kriyas HaTayrah. V'akach, and afterwards, Chatzikadosh is recited. And afterwards, after the Sefer Torah is put back in the Aron, we read the Megillah. About giving Aliyah to someone on Purim, if it's not the day that he is celebrating Purim, Paiskim seem to follow the opinion that if it's a day that this Kriyas HaTorah anyway, a Monday or a Thursday, then even though it's not Purim for this individual today, he may receive an Aliyah. But if it's not Purim for that individual today, we shouldn't give him an Aliyah. Lacha bracha achrayna, after we say the bracha after the Megillah, einam b'shachas ha-sheheni, and b'shachas we don't say the perek v'ha-sheheni, lach shesayim akela Mashiach, after the bracha of akela Mashiach is finished, einam shoshanas Yaakov. V'amrim, and then we say ashev ha-otzim, kadosh shalom and tskabel. And we say kadosh shalom and tskabel, Vein lachas is a tefillin, and one should not take off the tefillin ad lacha kriyas Megillah until after the Megillah is finished. Shem deksiba in the Megillah it says v'yikar, but the shina ela tefillin. There are different menhagim regarding individuals who wear tefillin their Rabbeinu Tam. Which tefillin should they wear during kriyas Megillah? Some say they should wear the Rashi tefillin during kriyas Megillah. Some suggest that they should wear the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Filling during Kriyas Megillah. There are many that say that the minig is when we read this word v'yikar in the Megillah, one should touch the tefillin shayrad and the tefillin shayrosh and kiss them. Im yesh milah, if there's a milah molen kodem Kriyas Megillah, we do the bris milah before Kriyas Megillah. Shem deksiv esasun zu milah. There are different menhagim as far as this as well. It seems that most do suggest that we should do the Megillah before the Megillah, but that's only provided if the Bris Milah is being done in the shul where we will be hearing the Megillah. But if we're going to have to go to the home or somewhere else where the Bris Milah is going to be done, first finish Kriyas Megillah and then go do the Bris Milah. Sif Chaf Gimel Irshi Mekafas Chavim Meshi Yeshua Benon, a city that has a wall from the days of Yeshua Benon, then the Megillah is read on 15 days in Adar. The only city which is accepted worldwide as being a city that keeps Tezvav Adar as Purim is Yerushalayim. There are conversations about Prague in Czechoslovakia. Is that a city that has a wall? But it's not for sure that one should hold only Shushan Purim as the Purim in those cities. Simakov Membeis, Helchus Mishloach Manus Ishlareu, Matanus Lavyonim, Usudas Purim. Sif Alf Chayv Kaladim Lashloach Lachalapok Slodom Echad. Everybody has to send at least to one person, Shtei Matanus, two gifts, the Ksiv, Mishloach Manus Ishlareu. Of course, when we speak about the mitzvah of Mishloach Manus, there are two explanations for the reason for Mishloach Manus. Trumas Adashin says that the reason for Mishloach Manus is to make sure that everybody will have food for the Sudas Purim. And the Menoyes Alevi says that Haman said, Yeshtai Am Echad Mefuzim Mefurid, that there's this unity amongst the Jewish people. And in order to show that there's reis, in order to show that we do, Baruch Hashem, get along, we send Shalach Manos to each other. And of course, there are many nafkaminas in halacha between these two approaches. If somebody sends Shalach Manos to someone and the person refuses to receive it, if the point is that the receiver should have food for the Sudas Purim, you have not been yoytz the mitzvah. If the point is to show that I'm thinking about you, you have been yoytz the mitzvah. Or if somebody sends Shalach Manos anonymously, if the point is that the person who's receiving the Shalach Manos should have for the Suda, so we will have food for the Suda. If the point is to create this good feeling, then you haven't created it if the person who's going to receive it doesn't know. There are many that have the minig that since the Pasuk used the words Mishloach Manos, that the Shalach Manos should be delivered through a shliach, through a messenger. It's certain that the halacha is that if you deliver Shalach Manos not through a messenger, you mekayim the mitzvah. And there are even those that even suggest mitzvah by yosma b'shluchai. It's even better to not to deliver it yourself, not through a shliach. And the shliach does not have to be, a shliach could be a katan, the shliach could be a non-Jew. Mashmish day manos lachet. Shalach manos means two gifts to one individual. The kol amabel shalach manos l'reim. And if somebody gives more shalach manos, hareza meshubach. That's fantastic. If a person doesn't have food to deliver a shalach manos, he could trade. I give you my food and you give me your food and we have fulfilled the mitzvah shalach manos. Mekamakamutav l'harbis m'tanis l'vyonim. As much as Shalach Manos is commendable, it's better to give Matanos Lavyoinim, Malhabis Basudasai, than to have a big meal, or Mishloach Manos Lureyim, or to give a lot of Shalach Manos. Kain Simcha Gdolim first of Nakarish Baruch Hu. There is no greater joy to Akarish Baruch Hu. Ela L'Sameich Le'Evaniyim V'Yisayim V'Almanos. To make the poor, the orphans, the widows, happy. V'Sameich Le'Evam L'Olam Ha'ilu. And somebody who does this, Daim L'Shchina, is comparable to the Shechina Shenem Elahachyos Ruach Shfolim Elahachyos Nev Nidgoim. And therefore some suggest that when it comes after davening Purim in the morning, you should A, do the mitzvah Hayoim right away, Mishloach Manos Matanos Lavyoinim, because that is an obligation we have for this day. And some say that we should do, because as we just learned, the importance of Matanos Lavyoinim, we should do Matanos Lavyoinim before Mishloach Manos. An argument, a different point is that since the Pasuk says Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyim Matanos Lavyoinim, we should do Mishloach Manos first. But certainly if somebody approaches you for staka on Purim, don't begin with these kind of calculations. Give him the Matanos Lavyoinim that you want to give him to be fulfilling the mitzvahs. The loy nikrumanus, sebeis loy nikrumanus, eldvarm shurim l'achel. What could be considered manus? Food that's edible. K'may shayim b'loy tikkun. And he also says it should be food that's edible as is. K'goyin basav dogim, meat, fish, dogim v'sham, meat and fish that are cooked already, v'lechayim that are not raw. I mean a masika, candies, oiperis, fruits, oikos yayin, wine, made vash kiyotzeba. The Paiskim, however, say a number of points that when one is sending Shalach Manos, we have to look at the person who's sending the Shalach Manos, we have to look at the person who's receiving the Shalach Manos. And the person who's sending the Shalach Manos is a wealthy person, he should send a nicer Shalach Manos. If the Shalach Manos is being sent to an individual who is a wealthier person, you should send him a Shalach Manos. Regarding what we learned, that the Shalach Manos that you send should be something that's edible, the Paiskim seem to say that, number one, that's l'mitzvah and a mufchar, but if you send something which is not edible in its current state, you fulfill the mitzvah. And they also suggest that something that's edible without significant work to making it edible would also be considered something edible. So if you send something that just needs to be put into a microwave for a short amount of time, that's considered something that's edible. One should not send shalach manas to an individual food that that individual may not eat. So if you have Rachman son, a diabetic, don't send him candy. Also, if you know that the person whom you're sending the shalach manas to doesn't eat from the hechsher that the food you're sending to him has, that's also preferable not to do. You want to send him something that it could eat. Rabbi Yoshev's opinion was that you should send shalach manas. When we say you could send a drink, it should be something that is significant. Sending water, Rabbi Yoshev say, a bottle of water, unless it's an expensive bottle of water, would not be fulfillment of the mitzvah. Sif gimel kol adam, every individual fil onim b'yishua shemekabot tzedakah, even the poorest person who is receiving tzedakah chayv litl chol hapachus shtei matanos. She give two gifts l'shnei aniyim. That a matana achas, give one gift l'chol echav echad to every oni. Diksiv u'matanos l'avyoinim. Mashma shtei matanos l'shtei avyoinim. Two to two people. Regarding children who live at home. So if the children are still completely being supported by the parents, technically they're not mechayev in shalach manas, but it is appropriate that they too, everyone should be trained and participate in the mitzvah matanas lavyoinim. Maisa money cannot be used to give matanas lavyoinim for the basic obligation. That means if somebody is giving matanas lavyoinim, the basic obligation that we just discussed, two matanas to two aniyim, one cannot use maisa money. But if somebody is giving more tzedakah on Purim beyond that obligation, he may use the maisa money for that obligation. Similarly, if, as is the custom in many places, there's a collection for the teachers, for the rebbes, that should not be from maisa money. How much should be given for matanos lavyoinim? The amount that a basic meal cost. My Rebbe Tovia Goldstein Zatzal used to say the amount that if you go into a luncheonette or wherever for breakfast, whatever they charge for that breakfast, that's the amount that you should give for matanos lavyoinim. If somebody gave to Ani and to his wife the matanos lavyoinim, that's not really the best way to fulfill the mitzvah. Once you find two separate families with which to fulfill the mitzvah, we're not so particular when it comes to giving tzedakah on Purim. El kol ha'poshe yad litol nesan, whoever asks for tzedakah, we give him right away. And the halacha, however, is that as long as the person does have to be an ani, the person does have to be a poor person, that we should give him to fulfill the mitzvah matanos lavyoinim. However, if there's somebody who does have an income, he does have panasa, but he's in a situation where he has a very significant expense, a medical expense, marrying off of children, so even though under normal circumstances he's not an ani, but this is his current situation, you could fulfill the mitzvah matanos lavyoinim with giving it to him. Giving money to a yeshiva is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of matanos lavyoinim. Umishu b'makom she'en shem aniyim, if you live in a place where Baruch Hashem there are no poor people, Yaakov asamas etzloi achiz damnoloi aniyim. Hold on to the money until you find such individual or you shachel him. And therefore, if you live in a place where you don't know if you're going to have aniyim with whom to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos lavyoinim, you should start thinking about that already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. The women are also obligated in these mitzvahs. When it comes to mishloach manas, a woman should send to a woman, a man to a man. When we speak of matanos lavyoinim, matanos lavyoinim, a woman can give to a man, and so vice versa. There are women that rely on their husbands, Shem Shochem Gam Shvilon, that they give matanos lavyoinim on their behalf, venenochem aliyesh lahachmer, that the women should make sure that there's shloich manos and matanos lavyoinim being given, at least even if the husband's giving, but besides that he's giving for himself, he should give separately for his wife. There are those that suggest, Aruch HaShulchan, that a wife does not have to give separately because of the concept of Ishta Kigufay. Siv Hei, Chayovan Lechel Ishta Isht, V'smach B'Purim, we have to eat and drink and be happy in Purim. Gam B'Leil Arba Osar, also on the night of Purim, Yismach V'Yarbek Tzatz Pesuda, one should eat more than usual. Shchab Matzah Shabbos, when Purim falls on Matzah Shabbos, after Tzarek La'asas B'Shabbos Suda Shlishes, even though on Shabbos we have to have Shalosh Shudas, Yimak Tzatz B'Chila B'Yoyim, eat less than usual on by Shalosh Shudas, Litein Mokam Masudas Le'el Purim, that you should be able to eat and have a meal on Purim by night. Mekom Mokam B'Suda Shoysen B'Layla, even though we're supposed to eat on the night of Purim, Ein Yoytz Midei Chavosam, that's not when we could fulfill the mitzvah Sudas Purim. Dika Suda Mitzvah Shtei B'Yoyim, the mitzvah should primarily be done by day. Diksiv Yemei Mishtem. V'yesh Lahadlik Neres Derech Simch V'Yontav, when we make the Suda, we should put on candles on the table. Gam Kishoysen HaSuda B'Yoyim, when we make the Suda by day. V'gam B'Leil Chamisha Osam, the night going into Shushan Purim, Tzorech L'Smeich Tzas, should also be a time of Simcha. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and Matanos of Yoinim should be fulfilled by Purim by day. And because people are so busy with Mishloach Manos, Purim by day, the Suda is started later at night because they're so busy. And that's why people daven mincha by day, voicing the suda lacha mincha, and then make the suda after mincha, because until then they've been busy with all the other mitzvahs. However, most of the suda should be made by day. Shechal b'erev Shabbos, when Purim falls on Friday, we should make the suda in the morning when they kvay Shabbos. The truth is that every year, the suda's Purim can be made by day. But in the year when Purim falls on Friday, the Suda should preferably be made before Chatzos. But if you're delayed, you can make it later. But one should be careful to eat less by the Suda's Purim on such a year than they normally eat by the Suda's Purim, in order that they should be able to eat by the Friday night Suda Shabbos. There are those that start the meal Friday by day, and then they interrupt it to make Shabbos, and then they continue. That's called Pyrus Mappa. It comes with so many different questions. It should not be advised. Certainly, if one began the Suda Friday morning, then he could continue eating on Friday. He doesn't have to stop by Chatzos. Even though it's Purim, it's appropriate to learn Torah before you begin the Suda on Purim. Purim is a day of Torah, of Kima V'Kiblu, and therefore it should not be ignored or not done on Purim because it's Purim. There are those that say we should eat seeds on Purim. It's not quite sure what zaroinim are. Some say it means seeds like poppy seeds. Some say it means vegetables. Some say it means cabbage. And that's why some have the meaning of eating stuffed cabbage on Purim. Some say that it's actually rice. There are those that have a minig on Purim to eat kreplach, that means dumplings where the meat is covered with dough. Also many reasons given for that. One of the reasons is because Purim is an interesting day. It's a yontif, but it's a day where a lot of technically work. It's not a Shabbos, it's not a yontif in the sense regarding melacha. And the kreplach, the meat is covered. So you're eating meat, but it's not so obvious. Also, many people eat hamantaschen, a three-cornered cookie on Purim. And the source for that meaning is the Medrash says that Kivin Shiro Haman Sholosh Avish, when Haman saw that we, Klal Yisrael, are descendants of the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, miyad nitash koichai. Immediately, he realized that his situation was hopeless. And Ksiv, the called Kani Rishoyim Agadeya, Kani Rishoyim, horns of Zahaman, Termamna Kanis Tzadik Zamorchai. That's why there's a minute to eat food, to eat a cookie that has corners on it, particularly three corners corresponding to the three of us.